Aurora City Council advanced an urban camping ban yesterday evening by a one-vote margin. The proposed ordinance, sponsored by Mayor Mike Kaufman, would ban unauthorized public camping. Enforcement of urban camping bans usually targets people without homes to sleep in. Council members opposing the measure were Allison Coombs, Angela Lawson, Juan Marcano, Ruben Medina, and Crystal Moreno. Prior to last night's vote, Moreno introduced an amendment that directs the city manager to craft a policy allowing for temporary storage of belongings seized during a forced sweep of an encampment. Since the city council passed a substantial amendment to the proposed ordinance, council members will next need to undergo a third vote at the city council meeting scheduled for March 28th. Split council member debate last August forced the Aurora City Council to shelve a proposed camping ban ordinance, but the ban was revived after November's election gave conservatives a narrow majority. The Aurora Sentinel reports the city currently abates or sweeps homeless encampments using a variety of laws and regulations, but the new ban would codify rather than change the city's policy on notice, consequences for refusing to leave, and requirements for shelter availability. Crews from the North Metro Fire Department responded to a small fire late Saturday afternoon that occurred at an oil and gas pad near 156th Avenue and Huron Street in Broomfield. Officials reported no injuries or structural damage. According to a Broomfield press release, the operator, Extraction Oil and Gas, Inc., Civitas, will provide a root cause analysis within 7 days. According to the operator's notification summary on the incident, it reported the cause as an upset condition that occurred during drilling operations that sent some hydrocarbons to the combustor. Since there was no structural damage, crews restarted operations late Sunday afternoon with officials from the city and county of Broomfield and fire department personnel present. Colorado labor officials report that 98% of jobs lost since the beginning of COVID have been recovered. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
January's 4.1% unemployment rate, the lowest since the pandemic began, is still higher than the 2.8% in February of 2020, which was the month before the first COVID-19 cases in Colorado were confirmed. Ryan Jedney, labor economist at the State Department of Labor and Employment, said that the 2.8% was historically low because it was after the end of a very long economic increase. If the unemployment trends continue to decrease, Jedney sees that the state could reach the 3% level in 1 or 2 years. Colorado's job increase last year ranked the fourth highest in the U.S. While more people are part of the state's labor force, there are still around 132,000 Coloradans who are unemployed, compared with 86,000 who were unemployed in February of 2020. The data shows more people are returning to work, especially mothers who had dropped out of the workforce early on to deal with their children and remote schooling or lack of child care options during the pandemic. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The city of Boulder announced yesterday it has launched a new emergency notification system that will allow police and fire personnel to send alerts and warnings to the public via cell phones. According to the city's press release, messages will light up enabled cell phones in a specific geographic area with sounds and texts similar to amber alerts and warnings from the National Weather Service. Users will not be required to opt in or subscribe to the service. Boulder's prior alert system sent limited notifications to landlines and to any cell phone users who registered for notifications through Everbridge. A consortium of 12 organizations and community leaders, including leaders from Colorado's Asian American and Pacific Islander nonprofits, will host a panel discussion honoring the victims killed a year ago in Atlanta because of anti-Asian hate crime. According to the event organizers, panelists will share resources and ways to get involved with local community efforts to address a sharp increase in discrimination and violence experienced by Asians and Asian Americans. The event begins at 10 a.m. today at the Colorado School of Public Health's Injury and Violence Prevention Center. Colorado lawmakers introduced a bill last week to increase security and training for people running elections. The bill would require key cards and round-the-clock surveillance for rooms in which election equipment is stored. It also mandates election workers complete an intensive training geared towards teaching workers about how to spot disinformation. The proposal for the new law comes in response to ongoing disputes with Mesa County Clerk and Recorder Tina Peters. Last week, a jury indicted Peters for election tampering and misconduct. She faces 7 felony and 3 misdemeanor charges. Today's weather along the Upper Metro Front Range includes more sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight will be partly cloudy with lows in the 30s. A chance of rain is forecasted for tomorrow in the afternoon hours. The current temperature in Boulder is 32 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.